This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. I know, especially if you are here in Arizona, you are enjoying this hot weather. It has been warming up and warming up, and I'm loving it. I personally want to thank all of the emails and phone calls and encouragement from people from around the country who enjoyed the two sessions of communication. As you know, I wanted to break up the session that we cover in our workshops because a lot of people would say, why are you not doing any of your topics on the radio show, you know, from the workshops, your communication, responsibility, you do dumping the garbage, you do these powerful workshop trainings. We always hear you with guests, but we've heard you speak. We've heard you teach and train. So after all the requests, Jeremy and I sat down and I did session one from a Father Matters workshop, which was communication. We had to break it up into 2 weeks. And I was just going to say, okay, we gave them a taste. Let's get back to the normal format. And you guys just flooded us, and we just loved it. I love it personally. Thank you, because it's hard speaking to you kind of like at a one-on-one when I'm used to talking to 30 to 50 guys in a workshop and get the feedback. So I thought, well, it might be kind of boring. I might talk too fast because I don't have any response. But it went really, really well. So because of you and because of your request, yes, we're going to do session two, responsibility, and I'm going to jump right into this. But I just want to make sure, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the donate to Father Matters icon. And I got to get that in because we're in spring. We're going to be moving into summer and the giving drops really, really low, but we are listener supported. Our services and programs are free to the community. We have one or two services that we offer that we do charge a fee, but that's because we bring in different type of licensed professionals to come in to assist us, or depending on what type of programming it is. But the 98% of the services that we provide to you and your family are free, but we need your support. We need your partnership. And we are celebrating our 20th anniversary. Father Matters started 1997. I started Father Matters in my friend's studio apartment back in San Jose, California. So just log on to fathermatters.org. If Father Matters has touched you or served you or helped you or someone you know in any way, shape, or form, we need your support. So I'm going to jump right into responsibility. I'm going to break this up into 2 weeks because I'm going to take my time because I got a little more confidence this week because of all the love and support I've gotten from you over the last 2 weeks. So this topic is session two that we cover in the workshop when we've got men, and it is called responsibility. And the cover of this page starts off with, the only difference between men and boys are the price of their toys. The cover is, the only difference between men and boys are the price of their toys. And what I'm going to do, I started off with letting you know that we're going to talk about the 12 steps to riches. Napoleon Hill broke down the 12 steps to riches. I'm not going to cover all 12, but you can purchase his book. I'm going to give you number 1, number 6, and number 12. You can research the rest. The number one step to the 12 steps of riches is a positive, strong mental attitude. We must have a positive, strong mental attitude if we want to be rich or wealthy, and not just financially, but in anything, in relationships, in friendships, in parenting. We must have a positive, strong mental attitude. Number 6 out of the 12 is applied faith. If you want to go back to school, if you want to start that business, if you want to purchase that first home for your family, you must apply faith to that. Believe that it is going to happen. And number 12 is financial security. Notice that money is at the end of the list. Number one is positive, strong mental attitude. Number six out of the 12 is applied faith. And number 12 is financial security. But how about service? Not at the expense of others, but the service of others. The expense of others leads to greed. Service to others leads to ambition. I break it down in the workshop. I ask guys, I say, if anyone in here ever been involved in sales, raise your hand. And most of the time, half the room raise their hand. People say, yeah, I've been in sales. I've been in retail. And I say, and I ask them, I go, so would you agree that serving your customers would lead to great wealth? Because if you're serving your customers and you're getting a commission, you're going to make money. And then I say, what about serving your customers will lead to great recognition? Because if I came in and if I purchased some product from you and you gave me great service, you're going to make the commission. But I'm also going to say, hey, when you go there, you ask for this guy because he will give you great service. And then I say serving your customers would lead to great satisfaction because you're satisfied if you gave them the product that they wanted to purchase. You gave them a great deal. You made a commission. They recognized you by referring people to you. Everyone at the end of the day is satisfied. But then I say, what if we remove the word customers and say serving your family first will lead to great wealth? Serving your family will lead to great recognition. And serving your family will lead to great satisfaction. Because I work with a lot of men who come to these workshops and they would tell me, man, I put my friends before my family. I put my job before my family. I put my church before my family. And it's like we need to remove all that and say, I'm going to serve my family. I'm going to serve my family. I'm going to serve my family. And by serving my family before my boss, by serving my family before the church or my volunteer programs and activities that I do, if I serve my family, I will get great wealth, great recognition, and great satisfaction. See, if we help enough people get in life what they want, we will then get everything in life we want. That's also part of customer service. If we help other people get in life what they want first, we will then get everything in life we want. And some of us may be saying, I would give more, I would serve more if I had more money. And that's when I ask the guys, raise your hand. If you had more money right here, right now, would you serve more? Would you give to your church more? Would you donate? Hey, you would donate more money to Father Matters. You would put your kids in great school. And they all raised their hand. And I told them about the story about a guy who was sitting with his mentor. And he told his mentor, he said, you know, if I had more money, I would have a better plan. And his mentor said, if you had a better plan, you would have more money. It's not the plan. It's not the money that counts. It's the plan that counts. What's your plan? The poorest of all men is not a man without money. It's the man without a dream. Some of us stopped dreaming a long time ago, years and years ago. We stopped dreaming when you started getting that job that you really didn't want. We stopped dreaming when we started having children. We just stopped dreaming. And from here on out, don't wish, don't pray that things would be more easier. Wish or pray that you were better. And don't pray, don't wish for less problems. Pray for more skills to deal with those problems. See, because we as men need to have less wishbone and more backbone. Because a lot of us are, I wish I had a better car. I wish I had a better job. I wish I had a better mate. See, we got to have more backbone. And let's learn to work harder on ourselves than we do on our job. From here on out, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, too, ladies, you're listening to this. Commit to work harder on yourselves than you do on your jobs. What do you mean by that, Vance? Work harder on myself than I do on my job. What I mean by this, read books about finances. Go to the public library. Get books about family, how to be a better parent. How to be a business person, how to start, how to invest. Work on your mind, work on your brain, work on yourself. Because some of us will do 6-7 days a week for our boss. We will work 10-12 hours a day for our boss. And no one's getting rich but our boss. And our family is getting what's left over. We're tired. We're exhausted. We talked all day already. I don't want to talk. Let's learn to work harder on ourselves than we do on our job. And we need to realize that our biggest investment is our child or children. And if you're married, your biggest investment is your family. Not that car payment, not those season tickets to the ball game, and not that fishing boat. So I ask you, after giving you a little bit of information, what's your goal? What's your plan? What's your passion? The man with no future will always go back to his past. Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returns to his vomit, a fool repeats his folly. So what's your goal? Are you a handyman? Buy something, fix it, sell it, make a profit. Get with some friends, start an investment group. You know, think about it. What is it that you would like to do? But before you start jumping in, before you launch into exactly what it is that you want to do, you've got to risk. And two things that we've got to risk is you've got to risk success and you've got to risk failure. Because a lot of us don't want to risk because we're looking at this thing called fear. And there are three things fear will do to us if we don't risk success and failure. The three things fear will do to us is paralyze our faith. Fear to move forward at that dream will kill your dreams. And fear to move forward will destroy your vision. We've got to get past fear. Did you know that the most successful people are the ones who had the most failures in life? The most successful people are the ones who had the most failures. You know, we all remember Babe Ruth. What do we remember Babe Ruth for? Home runs. But you know what we don't hear much about? Babe Ruth admitted it. He said he struck out more times than he got home runs. But the truth is, Babe never stopped swinging that bat. Michael Jordan, what do we remember Michael Jordan for? Scoring the most points in the NBA. Michael Jordan was doing an interview, and he admitted, he said, I missed more shots than I made. But Michael Jordan never stopped shooting. See, a lot of us stop shooting, and we can't stop shooting. A lot of us stop swinging, and we can't stop swinging. I'm going to go ahead and go into a commercial break here to let you marinate on this a little bit, and I hope you remember what we said from the topic of communication. The three most important words for a parent are write it down. I hope that you are taking notes. Write this stuff down. And after the commercial break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about health goals.
Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Yes, ladies, we have something for you because we got a ton of emails from ladies who are asking, do we have Father's Mentoring Father workshops for moms? Actually, May 11th, we have our mother-to-mother workshop, and you're going to get a lot of some of the same information, but instead of focusing on the dads, we're going to be focusing on you, the moms. So go to fathermatters.org and click on our icon for the mother-to-mother workshop, which is coming up May 11th. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And yes, you can catch this show and the last 2 weeks that we did communication on those outlets as well. The Father Matters Facebook page, Blog Talk, SoundCloud, the radio show, the Father Matters website. So we're going to move into the health goals. I hope you've been taking your notes from the top of the show, what we were talking about. We're going to slide into health goals, and not just what are your financial goals, what are your family goals, but my question to you is, what are your health goals? I had a mentor back in California used to tell me, he said, Vance, it's not so much trying to have the biggest car or the biggest house or the fastest car. It's about your health, because your health is your wealth. What's the use having a really nice home when you can't even get out of your own bed because your body is broke down? What's the use being able to have a golf membership and you can't even swing the golf club because of back pains and things? Your health is your wealth. What do they used to say? An apple a day, what? Keeps that doctor away. But I want to ask you, if you had a racehorse and this racehorse was earning you and your family $10 million a year, and all you had to do was take this racehorse from racetrack to racetrack to racetrack all around the country, and it's guaranteed to win, it's going to win, and your family, this is your only source of livelihood, income, $10 million a year. My question to you, would you let that racehorse stay up all night and smoke cigarettes? Of course not. Would you let that racehorse stay up all night and drink alcohol? How about would you let that racehorse stay up all night and just watch all kinds of gobbledygook horror movies and crime movies all hours of the night? Would you let your horse get its brain filled up with all this type of stuff? I guarantee you, you're listening to this and saying, of course I wouldn't let my racehorse smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, eat all kinds of gobbledygook at night for snacks and ice creams and cookies and watch all kinds of gobbledygook. I would want that racehorse to get rest and eat healthy because I want that $10 million a year. So my question is, if you would not let a racehorse do that, why are some of us as men, fathers, and husbands drinking ourselves to death, smoking ourselves to death, midnight snacks of potato chips and candy and soda pop, and we let anything into our brain that comes across the television screen? Everything from pornography to crime shows to horror movies, poisoning our brains. You just told me you would not let an animal eat like this and live like this. Why are some of us as men, fathers, husbands, parents, why are some of us living like that? The commitment that I want from you is today, tonight, tomorrow morning, get those old gym shoes out, take a walk or a run, do some push-ups tonight, do some setups tonight, take some vitamins tonight. Instead of having that soda pop and slice of pizza and potato chips at 10, 11 o'clock at night, eat some graham crackers, drink some grape juice. I used to stay up late at night because that's when I would do some writing, when I was writing on a book or writing one of the books or just studying something for a workshop. And I used to be that person who would have a bowl of ice cream at 9:30 at night. I was that person eating some cookies and soda pop at 10 o'clock at night because I needed the energy to continue studying and writing and preparing. And then when I realized when I was diagnosed with a low end of diabetes, something had to change. So what my wife started doing, she would boil hard-boiled eggs. She would crack them, put them in the refrigerator. I'd get hungry at night. I would have a hard-boiled egg and a glass of grape juice. Now I eat a little bit of yogurt, okay? I drink a lot of apple juice. I drink a lot of natural fruit juices because I still get, you know, I'm almost 50 years old, so I still want a snack at night. But no one said stop snacking. Just switch with your snacking. Graham crackers and almond milk, not so much the dairy milk. Dairy is not good for us, you know, so some grapes, put some grapes in the freezer and eat those for a snack. I mean, those are different things that we can do, because I'm telling you, there are doctors out there ready to prescribe a whole lot of stuff, and they will prescribe you one pill for one thing, and then you would have to take another pill to treat that thing, and then you'd have to take another pill to treat those two things, and your whole body is breaking down, and now you're 43, 57, 47, taking 8, 9, 10, 12 pills 3-4 times a day. In moderation, look, I will have a cheeseburger, some fries, and a Coke on you in a minute. But at the same time, I make sure I take my supplements. I exercise. I drink plenty of water. I drink juice, but I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll have a soda pop. So I'm telling you, but moderation and balance is what we need. Okay? See, if you feel successful, you'll look successful. And if you look successful, you'll be successful. Your body is the only place that you truly have to live. This is the only place that we really, not that 3-bedroom, not that 8-bedroom house. That can burn. Where you live is inside this body, 24 hours a day. We're winding down to about the last 5 minutes, and I'm going to start some of these questions for responsibility. The good thing is we're going to continue into part two. I just needed to get your mind thinking a little bit. I needed to just let you realize some things that we're doing to ourselves. And one thing, I'm going to close the show with this one before we, and next week we'll continue, but I have to talk on this because this is a part of being responsible. This is a part of being healthy. This is a part of being a parent, a father, a mother. And when we talk about support, meaning child support, do you know that a majority of unmarried and divorced fathers pay less or none of the child support amount ordered by the courts? Listen, support is not a bonus for the mother of your child. Too many men make up excuses for why they do not pay child support. Here are just a few. I'm going to unpack this slowly and we continue into this next week. Here's a bullet point that we have in the workbook. And I normally would have the whole group of men read these along with me. But here it is. I'm not giving her any money. It's just going towards her new car payment. And I asked the men in the workshops, raise your hand if you said something like this or even if you have heard something like this. I'm not giving her any money. It's just going towards her new car payment. And my question to the fathers, my question to the men is, who else is driving in that new car? And of course, they say stuff like, oh, the new boyfriend. Ha 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 ha. But see, I'm not talking about that dude. I'm talking about who else is in that new car driving around is your child or children. Your child or children are in a safe new vehicle. Don't worry about who else, her, all her girlfriends or her new boyfriend. We're not worrying about them clowns. We're focusing on who else is important, who else is riding that new car, and it's your child or children. The next bullet point is, I'm the one who pays half the rent for her and her new boyfriend slash husband. And I say, who else is living in this place that you're renting? Your child, your children. We're not worrying about that clown that's in there with her. We're not worried about that. Your focus is only on your child or children. Here's another one. How do I know this money is going to my child? If you're court ordered to pay a certain amount of money, you be responsible and you pay that certain amount of money every month on the month. See, because ugly will come out and the truth will come around. Okay? You just be consistent and committed to doing what you're supposed to do. Oh, I know it's hard. I've been there. I know what it's like. You say, wow, I just pay child support. The kids got old shoes, but the mom got it rocking a new purse. I know. I hear it all. I hear it all the time. You stay consistent. Here's another one. She never lets me see my child, so why should I give her any money? If you and your wife and ex-wife or you and your child's mother, when you break up, if you can't sit down and be adults and say, hey, look, we didn't work out, but that doesn't mean that we can't be responsible parents. We didn't work out, but that doesn't mean that I don't love my child or children and you don't love your child or children. We both love them. Let's work this out financially, or this is what I can do, or this is what you can do, or together this is what we can do. If you can't sit down and do that and you're paying her like you said you would, but every 2-3 visits or times, the parenting time that's supposed to be yours, she's playing games or not where she's supposed to be or always late. Hey, that's where you can go to court and you got proof. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't give cash. You write checks or you do money orders. You give her finances in a way where you can track everything. So that way you say, hey, Your Honor, for the last year and a half, here's my check stubs of every week or every other week mailing to this person and she deposited them. And our agreement was, this is when I can see my child or children. And this is what I can financially provide. And let the judge say, hey, wait a minute. This father's been consistent for a year and a half. Never missed a Friday, never missed every other Friday. But why is it that it's so unbalanced with the parenting time. That's when the judge can help. See, you'll get balance. You'll get weight. They say, wait a minute, this don't even look right. We're now going to say it is court ordered that the parenting time be shared in this order. Now, if you go get your child, or she's supposed to bring the child to your house, and she doesn't be where she, and she's not where she needs to be, somebody's going to jail. Somebody's going to suffer those consequences. And here's the last one. Is she going to give me money when I have my child visiting me? I get a lot of guys say, man, it's unfair because I get my children in the summertime and I pay child support all year. But then when I get the kids for 6-7 weeks during the summer, she doesn't pay me anything. And because, of course, the courts sometimes don't explain all this. But the truth is this. They already included your finances in with your parenting time. So if you're supposed to get the kids 50% of the time, you're going to pay all year long. But hey, instead of you paying $500 a month, they say, well, since the parenting time is here, you're only going to pay $300 a month. So they balance it out that way. So I want you to get a little more education on that, but you could come to one of our court programs that we provide, our family law classes. So we're going to stop right there. We're going to lead into this. So I want to thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your question or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Look, we're going to continue this next week, okay? So let somebody know to tune into this. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.